Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, it's Cody Goff, and I hear that today is National Handshake Day, which seems like a pretty difficult day to celebrate in a world where no one's really supposed to touch each other. I know that tapping elbows or giving the Vulcan salute for live long and prosper are pretty popular these days, but I'm wondering if you have any other ideas for how to celebrate National Handshake Day as we move away from actual handshakes and find other ways to greet each other.
Yeah, Cody, this is a quirky one. It's sad to think that a lot of people, including me, won't be shaking hands with anyone for a long while. Talk about something we took for granted. It was roughly 9 months ago that we first met at Sound Education and undoubtedly shook hands. Today is National Handshake Day, which is a day that is not tied to a specific date, but to a specific day. Confused? Sorry. Handshake Day takes place on the last Thursday in June, so for 2020, this happens on June 25th. Today's main recommendation comes from the Y Factor podcast entitled The Handshake. Oddly, I had to work fairly hard to find this episode. This episode is from way back in 2012 and talks about where the handshake came from and also the logistics and its purpose. But what it couldn't have foreseen was a pandemic that would deem it too scary to do. So what are you going to do going forward? What about the peace sign? I'm hip, so I may bring that back. But whatever you choose, let us know using the National Handshake Day hashtag on social media. Today's guest is Cody Goff, co-host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, which aims to help you get smarter about the world around you on a daily basis. A while back, I recommended an episode that is once again relevant as we, at least those in the Northern Hemisphere, are hitting the summer months. As one segment of the episode, they talk about brain freeze. Cody gives us the scientific term, which I am not going to attempt to pronounce. We find out what brain freeze is and, more importantly, get tips on how to prevent it so we can enjoy our ice cream sodas less painfully. We also learn about neural networks and a science-backed way to learn a new language. For our third recommendation, Cody recommends the Citations Needed podcast episode entitled The Responsibility Erasing Catch-All of Automation. Cody warns that it's not exactly a feel-good podcast, but that he thoroughly enjoyed it. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm going to give an early birthday shout-out to the best mom in the world. That would be mine. And due to the way my guests pick their days, my next episode will drop further out than normal, on July 7th. Don't be afraid to dive in with us. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.